Well, I know we've all been looking forward to spring, but Derek James has been looking back in time. Looking back 80 years, in fact, to 1942 and the bombing raids which blitzed Norwich. Here's Neil.
I'm sure there will be people reading this who were there and who can remember life under the dark clouds of war, which caused so much death, destruction and misery. Others can only imagine sitting in the air raid shelter, listening to the bombs dropping and not knowing if they would have a home to return to or just a pile of smoking rubble, and wondering who would still be alive. While so many of our soldiers, airmen and sailors lost their lives fighting for our freedom in conflicts and horrendous POW camps across the world, others were killed here in Norfolk and Suffolk. And it was on the night of April the 27th, 28th in 1942 when between 25 and 30 planes set off from Germany heading for Norwich. These were the so-called Baedeker raids, named after the travel guides highlighting our historic towns and cities. By the time the planes left, large parts of the fine city were smoking ruins. More than 160 men, women and children were killed. Many more were injured. This was hell on earth. Just as people were trying to come to terms with what had happened, the aircraft returned. On Wednesday, April the 29th, there was another terrifying blitz, claiming about 70 lives and destroying more of the city. While the two cathedrals, the castle, the Guildhall and the City Hall were spared, so many of the bombs fell on churches, factories, shops, pubs and residential streets. Many women were forced to put their children into prams, barrows or homemade carts containing what was left of their possessions and head out of the city at night to sleep wherever they could. The emergency services were pushed to the limit. The electricity, water and gas supplies had been hit. The fire service and other organisations were working flat out. Fans with loudspeakers toured the streets where they could, telling people where they could get help and support in their darkest hour. There were about 126,000 people living in Norwich, and members of the Civil Defence and other groups stepped forward to help others. The Women's Voluntary Service ran the 13 first-line centres across the city, giving shelter, food and support to the victims of the bombing. Then there was the Red Cross, the YMCA and MAGNA, the Mutual Aid Good Neighbours Association. They, along with others, did amazing and wonderful work. Police and fire officers, those who made unexploded bombs safe, and so many more all came together to help others. There were more bombings, more misery and heartache before victory was finally declared in Europe and then in Japan. Fathers, brothers, sons, uncles and friends would be returning to a very different country. One thing hasn't changed, the hand of friendship, which is offered at the time of need. It helps to bring our communities together, whatever the crisis.
Thank you, Neil. Well, I expect that Derek James penned that piece before the invasion of Ukraine, and therefore he couldn't have known how prescient it would be. I'm sure the residents of Norwich who lived through that time in 1942 would be able to appreciate what the citizens of Ukraine have been living through and to empathise with them, as do we all.